Ferrago played with a gold badger medal hanging around his neck.
Patience, my young backstabber. Patience. When McGrew and his hunters get back, then we march.
But why wait for McGrew and the others? We could leave signs for them to follow.
Ferrago seated himself on a rock and stared upward, his eyes becoming bluer as they reflected the clear skies above.
What a beautiful summer morning after last night's heavy storm. My son, do you see how wonderfully clear the air is? I like to clear the air before I do anything. Have you noticed a few grumblings and rumblings amongst my army of corpse makers? I have. When Migru returns with the rest, depending on whether or not he has captives with him, I'll use him as a shining example or a warning. Either way, I'll instill some loyalty into those who murmur behind my back. You'll see.
Ha! So you say, old one.
Klitsch snorted and stalked off moodily. Ferrago smiled mockingly as he called after him.
With age comes wisdom. Hotheads are 10 for a crust, young one.
At high noon, a stoat named Doghead called down from the lookout post.
McGrew and the hunting gang coming in from the south, master.
Ferrago tapped Goffer lightly on the side of his heavily swollen face. The ferret winced and cringed.
Laid out by an unarmed hare, eh? You're a bright one. Get Klitsch and muster the army together for a march.
By the time Migru and his hunters reached camp, the entire horde was gathered in one place among the rocks. Ferrago stood apart from them, his eyes as dangerous as thin blue ice on a deep spring lake.
Ho there, Migru, where have you been?
The stoat was not the brainiest of creatures. He stood scratching his head as he pondered the odd question.
Chasing the badger in the air, chief, like you told us to.
Ferrago smiled indulgently. He was enjoying this.
No, no, you've got it wrong, Migru. I never said chase them. I said capture them and bring them back here, right?
The stoat was beginning to feel nervous. He swallowed hard.
That's right, chief. Catch them and bring them back here. That's what you said.
The assassin's smile swept around the watching horde. He let the tension build a little, then shrugged carelessly.
Well, I don't see a badger and a hare, do you, Migru?
The stoat backed off, holding out his paws pleadingly.
Oh, now, chief, we wasn't to blame. We tracked them half the day and all night through the dunes in the dark and the storm. We tried, chief. Honest, we did. They just vanished in the night when the rain was heavy.
Ferrago's skinning knife had moved like lightning. Migru was writhing on the ground, clutching the side of his head. The warlord wiped his blade on Migru as he stepped over him. When he spoke to the horde, he did not raise his voice, but every beast heard each word distinctly.
When I give an order, I expect it to be carried out. Migru here was lucky he only lost an ear. The next one who disobeys me will lose his head. Oh, I know some of you think Ferrago is getting old.
Here he winked at Klitsch.
Or Ferrago is losing his grip. Some of you even think Ferrago is going deaf, so you gossip behind his back.
Ferrago smiled at Forgrin and Raptail. They blanched visibly as he continued.
Let me tell you, corpse makers, because who knows about me better than myself? I am Ferrago the Assassin, scourge of all the Southwest lands, or wherever I choose to set my claw. I was murdering and skinning when most of you were milk-slopping babes. No beast can outsmart, outfight, or outwit me. Now I am leading you against a mountain fortress to do what you do best, fight! And fight you will, and bleed, and die if I say so. You will either end up wealthy and well-fed, or cursing the day you were born.
The assassin leapt onto a nearby rock and twirled his daggers until they flashed like wheels of light in the sun. His blue eyes twinkled like brilliant twin pits of evil as he threw back his head and roared,
"Death to the enemy!"